Each Wednesday, we like to find out what's been happening around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District or what's going to happen. And we're joined by Mayor Maurice Collison. How are you this morning, mates?
Very well, Andrew.
Mates, the mattress and tyre pickup, was it a success?
Massive success. I think there was around about 289 mattresses.
Whoa.
And 552 tyres, that's throughout the Shire. So they are certainly better off in disposing where they are instead of around where they shouldn't be.
Absolutely fantastic. Saves them going into landfill and all that sort of stuff. Well done to everybody, including the council around Upper Hunter Shire. Service New South Wales are coming your way, mate.
Yeah, it's a great service. They bring their little caravan up and they'll be visiting Scone on Tuesday, April the 12th from 9 to 4 at the council office. Then they're heading up to Murundi on Wednesday, April the 13th from 10 to 3, and they'll be set up in 113 Main Street. It's a great service. So those, you know, that can't get down to do their regos, etc., this is the spot to go.
Absolutely. Get stuff taken care of when they're there for you. You mentioned Murundi a moment ago. I was there on Sunday for the 150th celebrations of the rail. It was a fantastic weekend. I spoke to Peter McGill. He said it was a huge success.
Yes, I went up on Saturday and talked to Peter and look, congratulations to them and to Peter and his committee. Great, great day. Everyone enjoyed themselves. People from all over the Upper Hunter and beyond, and a great little thing from Murundi.
Did you go and check out those model rail?
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it?
How good are they? That one from the Coffs Coast was phenomenal. 12 metres long it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the patience there to put it together.
Fair enough, then. Mate, on Monday, you went to celebrate the centenary with the CWA.
Yeah, got an invite out to the race course and couldn't get better. Upstairs at the race course, beautiful sunny day at the races with the CWA centenary. Again, congratulations to the organisers. It was a great, great afternoon and it's certainly give them a big clap for all the work that they do.
Very much so. Did you get to enjoy some scones while you were there, mate?
No, we didn't have scones, but we had a very, very nice meal.
All right. Okay. And finally, up at the Barringtons, there have been some road closures.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a fairly large slip sort of west from the Dingo Gate, so that road is closed, unfortunately, but we've got to wait to get some engineers in there and see what's going on. Just unfortunate, it's been such a wet, wet, wet few months. And this is what happens in that steeper country is slips.
That's true. And also on the information from the council, on Polyfogle Road, a truck has just been left there in the middle of the road. Did you hear about that?
I did hear. Got phone calls, I don't know, what, a couple of days ago. And I mean, yes, they come up from the coast up Polyfogle Road. I mean, it's not a road that's suitable for trucks. And got stuck, but unfortunately they just left abandoned there and went home, I think, but as far as I know, the road's clear again now.
Oh, it's a long way to walk if you leave your truck there, isn't it?
Oh, I think they might have got a lift.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes a lot more sense, actually. All right. Well, all's well that ends well. Yeah, of course, you've got Barrington Tops Forest Road that is closed at the moment, so be very careful when you go up to that neck of the woods, especially with all the weather that we've had, and we're due to get a little bit more through this week. Maurice Collison, as always, thank you very much for the update, mate.
Thanks, mate. We'll catch you next week.